Good morning. Well, coming on the heels of yesterday's disappointing performance where the ASX 200 ended slightly lower, the local market's looking a bit better as we head into the new session on Wednesday. The futures are suggesting that we'll kick off with a gain of around 0.5%. So that is a reflection of the better tone that we saw for Northern Hemisphere markets last night, particularly on Wall Street, where markets ended around session highs. In the case of the S&P 500, for example, up by around 0.75%. I suppose the point to make here is that even though for the last couple of weeks there's been a lot of concern about moderating growth, rising oil prices, rising interest rates, take your pick in terms of the number of factors that investors have pointed at in terms of being a headwind for the market, the challenges faced in China. Markets have continued to grind away, and in the case of the S&P 500, it's only less than a percent away from record highs at the moment. So that is an important point to understand in the context of those challenges and what is sustaining investor sentiment at the moment. And in the form of what we're seeing in the United States at the moment, it all turns around the earnings that are coming in better than expected. So we saw that last night. Again, there are noteworthy outcomes on that front in the form of United Airlines shares. In regular trade, the stock down 2%. It was up 2% in after-hours trade after its loss was narrower than expected. Netflix was a big outcome overnight as well. So far this year, that stock's up by around 17%. They delivered better earnings this quarter. Their outlook particularly was encouraging in the form of their subscriber growth expectations. They're seeing around 8.5 million rather people expected to come onto their platform in the quarter ahead. So that's compared to 4.4 million in the most recent quarter. So that all turns around the success of the Squid Games format that has been so much talked about in recent times. In fact, there's any number of statistics that are quite breathtaking when it comes to that piece of content. In the last 23 days, it's been reported that 87 million people have watched that that series, which is staggering. But in terms of what that means for the tailwind for Netflix compared to its the competing streaming services, it's a very good setup at the moment in terms of the gap that they're able to create between themselves and other products in that neighborhood. So nonetheless, the stock was up by 2% and after hours trade it moderated a little bit since. So other things to point out is that we've seen oil prices continue to nudge higher overnight. So at one stage up by around 1.5%. And part of the reason for that is it seems as though Russia is walking back on its commitment to put more natural gas product into the European market. And this is seen as a bit of a bargaining chip to get approval for the Nord Stream gas pipeline, which is quite contentious. So this, of course, is a bit of a about-face compared to where the Russians were a week ago in relation to saying that they're happy to help out with delivering more product. But obviously, it comes with strings attached. So that's what's been supporting energy prices. And the other thing to point out is that you've seen interest rates grind higher. So 10-year Treasury notes up by about 6 basis points overnight. So that makes the performance of equity markets a little more flattering under the circumstances to be able to contend with those higher interest rates. So as I said, the local market's going to kick off in positive territory. It's just a question of whether or not it can build on that 0.5% improvement. The Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer at the moment, so it's trading around 74.8 US cents at the moment.